Hey, 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 what's up, y'all? Today's podcast, five steaks you're making right now that is plateauing your growth, is a juicy one. I am going raw, real, relevant, sharing some of my experiences and how I started my business 9 years ago, and some of the mistakes I've made and some of the mistakes that you're making right now, and what you can do to avoid those mistakes. And when I tell you that I'm sharing the personal insights, and these are things that you probably haven't heard in this format. And so I want you to be ready to have to take great notes, but to open up your heart to receive another level of growth. Let's get into it. What's up, leader? Welcome to the Gifted Entrepreneur Show, the dopest podcast on the planet that explores the world of Christian entrepreneurship and reveals secrets to unlocking your unique codes to create generational wealth. I'm your host, LaDondra Hervey, wife, mom, award-winning author, and Christian business coach who's excited to take you on a transformational journey of taking bold steps to unlock your unique gifts and pursue your entrepreneurial dreams with unwavering faith. Buckle up. It's time to make your dreams of creating generational wealth a reality. Hey, 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 what's up? What's up? What's up? So listen, I'm excited about today's episode. Today is really a heart-to-heart conversation between us friends and us as leaders and us as those generational change agents. You know, this is the month where literally April 15th, I will have been in business for 9 years. Wow. And all I can say is all glory to God. And through this journey, there has been lots of ups, lots of downs, lots of developing, lots of learning, lots of experimenting. I mean, I feel like I have literally tried a little bit of everything, really, as it relates to business. I have written a book and I won an award for the book. I have launched courses and did live launches behind those. I've done some of everything, you guys. Like, I'm over here at conference, retreats, just on and on and on. I have an amazing team that stands with me and for me, and I have learned how to navigate team and continue to learn things about navigating team. And you know, I tell you all of this because entrepreneurship, how you love that word, ha, huh? Entrepreneurship is an amazing journey of evolution. I'm not the same person who started my business back in 2015. And actually, when I was first started my business back in 2015, I was really excited about the venture I had. I had got out of college in 2014 and got out of college 2014, graduated. I always knew that the thing that I went to college for, which was for social work, and that social work, God had already told me that I wasn't going to use social work for the traditional purpose that most people go to school for. It would be learning in the human behavior side of things, because I had always had a passion for business and I didn't know what form that would take. And really, the thing about it is, like, I thought that I would be an attorney, and because my heart was, I wanted to get my Uncle Steve out of jail, who had been in prison for years and years for a minor crime that he got caught up in just some prejudiced things within the system, and they had given him just this heinous sentence. And so I was like, you know what? I'm getting my Uncle Steve out of jail. Well, by the time that I'm coming into myself. It's just a few years after he would be released from prison, praise God. And so but during that time, I had already started to work at an attorney's office, and I really realized that that just wasn't my calling. It wasn't the thing that the Lord gifted me to do. Like, it just wasn't in me like that. There was parts of me that stood out. And so, you know, continued to navigate this journey, I stepped into the coaching arena, and I went down to the altar and I had prayed, and I'm like, you know, I asked my pastor to pray over me, and I'm like, hey, like, I'm really trying to figure out like how God is piecing all these this puzzle together. Like, I have hints to it, but I don't know the full scope of like what's that first step, because I didn't need to know the whole picture, but I did at least need to know that first step. And he had referred me to a book, 48 Days to the Work You Love, by my first official coach, Dan Miller, who just transitioned home this year in January, a few days before my birthday. And he's just such an amazing coach. I had read his book, and as I was reading through his book, there was just so many things that I was seeing that was coming up in his book. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. And I remember highlighting in that book, this is what I want to do. Like, I highlighted it and then I wrote in pen, this is what I want to do. Because I had looked in the occupational handbook for the perfect fit career for me. And I just had a hard time trying to figure that out. And so, you guys, I'm setting the stage, because what I'm about to do is I'm about to drop 5 mistakes that you're making right now that is plateauing your growth. And I wanted to do this as a special episode because I wanted to share some of those things, some of those mistakes that I've made along the way from the beginning, middle, and even up to now that has plateaued my growth in certain areas that I had to break out of and really elevate above so that I could enter into my next level of growth. And so I wanted to set the framework for you so you could understand where I came from, what I came through. And as I drop these tips, and you know what, let me tell you something, I didn't write them down, so I'm speaking literally from the heart, right? So the very first thing is that the first mistake that you may be making right now that is plateauing your growth is you have not sat, either you haven't encountered God at the depths that you need to encounter God. Woo. As I say that right now, I feel that going through my body, because it's not until you truly encounter God in his heart, in his vision, his purpose, his plans, his unique design for who you are, that you will find yourself in a place to where you are conforming to fit. You will find yourself in a place where you're in struggle and strife, where you're trying to follow prescribed models that just doesn't fit your unique blueprint and the way that God has created you. I remember when I first started, I went to this one networking event with these high-level ladies that, you know, they community ladies, and they were professional ladies in their own right. And when I went in the door, as me. I had on a blazer, and I remember I had on a black blazer. I don't remember what color shirt, it may have been red. But then I had like these longer capri kind of cute jeans, and they were ripped, but not like all the way to the top. They're just a really cute rib, not, you know, not like ripped up, like stripped, but just like some ribs on there. And then I had on some really cute jeans, and, you know, I had my little sassy hair, short haircut, and I walked in the door as me. But when I walked out the door, and as I kept going on and coming to different networking events, I stopped being me. And because I had lost sight of what that initial thing that God had put in me, that initial fire, that initial power and passion, because what I had allowed was for other people to project a lot of them on me instead of staying saturated in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit and allowing Him to lead me and allowing Him to continue to refine me to be who He uniquely created me to be. Because what I found is that as I continued on and being a lot of me, that's what people wanted. And so where I was trying to fit in, because I thought that this was the professional way. This is how you got to be buttoned up and wear these dark colors and do all these different things that these corporate-y looking professionals did, who were, by the way, much older than I am. So I was dressing a little bit more older than myself and just different things like that. And I kept doing that until I finally felt like I had lost my way, and it just felt very purposeless. Like, and I felt like everything that I was trying to just wasn't working. And it wasn't working because I had got out of being saturated in the presence of God. And when I say in the presence of God, you guys, that doesn't mean just when you get up in the morning or you're at church or whatever, but carrying His presence and His power with me and being so saturated in His intention and His purpose for me that I got caught up in performance-based behavior to trying to perform for what looked good to the world, that I got out of alignment of what was really good to God and how He had designed me. Because the fact that how I was uniquely dressed and uniquely showed up and uniquely spoke, that would actually, in years to come, would be the thing that, as we talk about crack the codes, that would be the thing that cracked the codes inside of other people's heart and really create a safe place to where they felt like they could be their whole authentic selves without having to try to conform to fit and different things like that. And so, and then it made it easier for me to where I wasn't having to go out and work so hard to try to make a sale, because people started to be attracted to me as just LaDondra. So the very first thing is encountering God, His purpose, His plans, and walking in the fullness of that and understanding that you are a masterpiece and everything about you is masterfully made. You are a wonderful work of God, and everything about you is by design. Everything about you is on purpose. You guys, I'm in this Bible study and I'm reading a book with these ladies, and it's called Who Am I? I believe I forgot the author's name, but there's this chapter where there's talking about where this lady, she talks about how she used to hate, how she really wanted blue eyes. I'm just going to give you a quick summary. She really wanted blue eyes, like that was just a thing. And she looked at her brother. She had dark brown eyes. And so when she looked at her brother, who had these beautiful ocean-like blue eyes, she would be so upset to the point to where she would like pinch him. And, you know, and so the thing about that is, for years, she just had this thing in her where she just hated her eyes. She wanted blue eyes. But what she didn't know is that how she was made and uniquely crafted, that was by design. That was by God. Because when she started her missions overseas, and I believe it was in India, that there would be a time to where she had to kind of go off in incognito to really reach the women that she was called to reach. And it was her eyes that made her fit into the culture. Her dark brown eyes made her fit into the culture so that she could do the work that God had called her to do. Had she had those beautiful blue eyes that she wanted, that she thought she wanted because her brown eyes were beautiful, she wouldn't have been able to reach those Indian women in the way that she was called to. And she was in ministry for years and years and years, over 15 years. I believe it was more than that, and just transformed so many people's lives. And so many times we think that the thing that's that we want to get rid of about ourselves, our voice, our the way, you know, how we're not as extrovert, we're not as introvert, we're not as poised when we get up and speak. That used to be a thing for me. I would be like, you know, I'm not as poised to get up and speak like the rest of them. Like, you know, I can get on the mic and I'm pretty raw. I can be real gangster because like when I get into it, I get into it because I'm for the breakthrough. I'm not about the cuteness. I'm for the breakthrough. And so you, in the business world, those who were around me, it's like they were in all these John Maxwells and all this stuff, and everything was all poised and put together, and I just wasn't that. And or they were in the Toastmasters and just all these things, and I'm like, I wasn't poised and distinguished in that way, but I was poised and distinguished in a way to reach into a person's heart and grab them out of deep, dark places of conformity, shake up dry bones, and call it and ask the Lord and encounter God in on their behalf, and ask the Lord to breathe life in those dead areas where they can rise up and be more than they thought that they was. They can rise up and be the soldier that they were destined to be, to be that generational change agent and make a impact for generations to come. That's who I am. But so many times, like, I tried to conform to fit. And so point number one is to encounter God, to know Him. And as you know Him, you know, you start to learn who you are, His unique fingerprint on you, and what His vision and His blueprint, and how He has uniquely wired you for business and to connect with people. So if you're at a place of plateau, maybe you need to start to go back and look and revisit even things from your copy. How is your copy positioned? Are you speaking in somebody else's voice, or are you speaking in your voice? Are you like, where, what are you doing? Like, in, or are you sounding like your teachers? Or are you really coming into yourself to really embody the gifts that God has given you? So the very first thing is to encounter God. The second mistake that you are making right now that is plateauing your growth is, I literally said it, is that there's that conforming to fit. And I don't want to say the conforming to fit in the way that I've just expressed it, but you're conforming to fit in the way that you are positioning yourself. So maybe you have been called to the beauty industry, and you're conforming to fit because you're trying to stay within the confines of the model that has been established. But how God has wired you, He has literally wired you to break the confines of those models. And as believers, what we are called to do is we are called to be rulers. And what a ruler does is they set the standard. And so what a ruler, and when you look at a actual ruler, an American ruler, we use that ruler to set the standard for what a straight line is to be. And the same is true for us as kingdom business builders, is when we go into the seven areas of mountains of influence, whether it's media, education, it's business, whatever that is for you, you are literally called to go in and to set the standard back into righteousness, God's way of doing the thing, God's original intention and design for that particular industry. And many times we come in and we have our mouth muzzled trying to be what the world is telling us to be, instead of breaking out and really standing in our royal position and standing in our royal essence and owning who God has called us to be and putting things back into its rightful position. And that may be that you're speaking against the giants of the industry, and you are literally, maybe you feel like you're like the David of the industry, and you're like, well, what am I? I'm just this little person compared to this big giant. But if you truly embody the essence of a David, remember who was fighting for him and who he was standing for, and he remembered what he was called to do, and he remembered that he was anointed to be a king. At the time, he hadn't been appointed yet, but he remembered that he was anointed with a kingship. And so many times we have to remember that we are anointed with a kingship to go in into those areas of the of our calling, those industries, to set things back into order. What is out of order in your industry? You've probably plateaued because you're walking within the confines of what is, and instead of really stepping up and saying, you know what? There needs to be more faith off into the beauty industry. And it just doesn't mean that you have to be so overt with it. It can mean that just the way that you come in and the way you carry yourself, the way you model God and your faith, the way that you when you walk in the room, they feel his presence, they feel the essence and an aura about you. There's the way that you put your courses together. Maybe it's the way that you arrange your store. Whatever that is, you're bringing righteousness back into the area of your industry that you're called into. I hope that you're hearing me, because it can be so easy to hear these words and be like, oh yeah. And it feels good. And it becomes like this motivation thing. But I'm not here to motivate you. I'm here to shake up some things. I'm here to really, what I see is I see those dry bones rattling. And like I saw, like we see in demonstrated in Ezekiel. And those dry bones are ready, rattling to get ready to do a good work. And so I pray that it's igniting a fire in you to get back going. And as we look at those bones represents a structure. The bones is the structure of our body. And so those bones are the very thing that's the structure of your business. And that structure is where the things are, where you're supposed to bring a structure, a kingdom structure back into the marketplace or into whatever you're called to do. What is that structure that you're called to set back into order, and ask the God to breathe life on, and ask God to put his flesh on it, and ask God to be in that thing. And then once you get the one going, like, call up the full army and start to train up others to do the same thing. So the third thing, that a mistake that you're making right now that is plateauing your growth, is that you have probably gotten stuck on focusing on the skill of the thing that you're doing. So many times, and I've done this for years and years and years, like, we get caught up on the learning of the skill set of what it is that we are, that what we're doing in our profession, that we miss the opportunity to really get out there and be boots on ground to allow people to really experience our work and allow ourselves to really experience the potential the untapped potential that we don't even know that we possess on the inside of us. And it's not until we get out into the marketplace and really start to go at a deeper level that we start to, we start to mine the goal of the potential that lies within the inside of us. We start to mine our unique brilliance, and that unique brilliance starts to come out in us through the way that we talk, through the way that we create, through the way that we start to fashion up things and design things, and we tap into another level of creativity, the way that we market, the way that we sell. There's something so unique about you, but it won't be explored when you're just caught up on the skill. We get so caught up on buying more skill set instead of getting out and allowing ourselves to get in the marketplace and just to genuinely be a vessel of service. And so there is a time for developing. There's a time for developing. When Jesus was in the wilderness, he developed. He was being tested. He was being tested. But then prior to him entering into the wilderness, he was being developed. But then even then, when he was in the wilderness, he was being tested. That which had been developed was being tested. But then it was another level of development to say, hey, like, look, we're going to make sure that this is that, you know, that God is ingrained in you. And so to think about that is that we got to get out there, and we have to not only, so there's a time for us to be developed, but then there's a time for us to go. Literally, I remember when Moses, and just even him in the wilderness first, he killed a man, then he went into the wilderness part, and then God called him, and he had his encounter with Christ. And then when he had that encounter with Christ on the mountain, then God told him to go. He didn't say, hey, I need you to go take a course on how to go speak to Pharaoh. I need you to go and learn how to develop in a team. I need you to go and learn how to put together like this battle plan to go to the army or into battle. He didn't say do any of that. He said to go. That was the instruction, is to go. And so many times we plateau in our growth because we're not willing to go. We're so caught up in the skill set, and that's a form of hiding behavior. It's a form of us feeling like we're inadequate, so we keep on learning more and more and more and more. You guys, I made an investment that was a very high investment. And, you know, at times I'm like, should I have made that investment? And I'm like, yes, no, maybe so. But the thing about it is, I am happy that I made the investment. It was a 5-figure investment. It was because it was that final straw for me to see that I have everything that I need in my hand for me to go. I don't need to learn another skill set. I don't need to learn what the next coach is doing. I don't need to learn what the next funnel hack is and this. I don't need to learn any of that. I just need to go, and I need to be and refine my processes as I go. So then the next thing, so number three is in, I want you to say that out of the 5 mistakes that you're making right now that is plateauing your growth. So that I just said skill set, you're caught up in skill set instead of going. So then now number 4 is, I want you to really get into a place to where one of the mistakes you're making right now is building intentional relationships. One of the things that has really been key in this chapter of my life is really rich relationships. I mean, God is sending kings, which is like leaders that are kings in their industry who are just at a whole nother level. And those relationships open up doors that you may have not even known that existed. Not only do they open up doors for opportunity, but they open up doors of wisdom that you would have otherwise have known had you have been in the room and been in the atmosphere. We've gotten so comfortable with being behind our computers and being in the confines of our comfort zone, whether it's in our office with our people or whatever the case is, that we're not in the atmosphere to build the relationships that we need. It wasn't until the woman with the issue of blood got out of her house and got in the atmosphere where the healing could take place, where she could touch the one who had what she needed. And many times that we need to get out of the confines of our place and of business and go and touch the ones who have what we need, and then allow them to touch us because there's something in you that they need as well. And we get so caught up in feeling like, who am I? And all this chatter that we allow to take precedent over the voice of God, who's already called you a masterpiece. He's already called you his own royalty gift and so many incredible things. But we play stories that contradict that word. And it's time for us to get out of that. Disciples did so much more because they were in relationship, not only first with Christ, but then with one another. And they were able to do so much more than they would have been able to do on their own. Literally, Timothy comes to mind. He was able to break past fear because he was under the anointing of Paul. He was under the leadership and friendship with Paul. And Paul broke him out of the spirit, helped him to break out of the spirit of timidity. Elisha was able to to gain a double portion because he was tapped into Elijah. And Joshua was able to receive his impartation of next level assignment because he was connected to Moses. Esther was able to go into her assignment because she was connected to her uncle Mordecai. And you guys, it just goes on and on and on. Mary was able to continue to stand in her assignment to deliver the Savior because she was encouraged by her cousin Elizabeth. We have Ruth, who was able to bring Jesus down her lineage, and she wasn't even part of the natural culture, but she was attached to Naomi. And so since she was attached to Naomi, then she came down, she was able to be attached to Jesus Christ and be one of the mothers of that created that birth through just lineage, you know. And so Jesus came down through her lineage. And so just, you guys, it just goes on and on and on. It's about connection. I hope that you're hearing what I'm putting out. And who are you connected to? What efforts are you making? That's one of the reasons that you're probably plateaued. And the last reason that I'm going to leave you right now, 5 mistakes that you're making right now that is plateauing your growth, is literally, I said it early, the lack of, in. I want to say it like this. The lack of intentionality in your strategic plan of just going. Have you encountered God? If you've encountered God and he's given you his plans, he's given you his strategies, he's given you his heart. And sometimes you may not even know that. Sometimes it may be that you encounter him on your way. Paul encountered him on his way. He didn't know. He didn't have a personal relationship with Christ. He knew of Christ. He knew to kill, you know, crucify those who believed in him, but he had not had a personal relationship, and he was operating in a counterfeit calling. And it wasn't until he was on the way that he was able to identify with his calling. It wasn't until Saul was on the way looking for his lost sheep that he was able to identify. It wasn't until Ruth was in the field working that she was able to be able to have the clarity of calling, of next step. It wasn't until these people were in action. And so sometimes it's just, and most times, the next step is about getting into action. It's about going. It's about imperfect action. When Saul was looking for the sheep, he had no idea what direction that he would go. But while he was on in that direction, God knew. He had sent somebody. He sent someone to be where he was going to be. He sent someone to be where he was going to be that he didn't even know that he was going to be. So our job is to get out there and to have a servant heart and just go. And so, you guys, I pray that this episode has been truly a blessing for you, because this was my impartation of wisdom that I want to give back, because these were literally 5 mistakes that I made in my business as I was going along. And I want to give you a bonus one. Don't make an excuse for your action, and let money be the excuse of not taking action, because all money is God's money. It's his resources and that we have been entrusted with. And so he's given us the land and everything thereof. And it's our job to take what he has given us and to multiply it, to serve and to serve well, to steward it well, to manage it well. And so if he's calling you to do a thing, to invest in a thing, to invest in a person, because see, sometimes it's that you are giving of your time. Sometimes you are giving of your financial resources. Sometimes you're giving of a training that you may have invested in. It doesn't matter, but with kingdom principles is you give first, and then you can expect blessings. Give and it will be given to you. Pressed down, shaking together, and running over in your lap. It's not about get, get, get. It is about giving. And so don't allow it to financials to be an obstacle, because it's if God is calling you to it, he's really checking your heart posture to see where are you and what and how can he trust you with what he's given you. Can he trust you with much? Can he trust you with the little, so then he can do so later on that you will handle the much? Because if you're being stingy with the little, then there's no room in your heart for him to move into another level of kingdom purpose and assignment in and through you to use you, because you're being stingy. Your hand is closed. And since your hand is closed, that says, I got me, instead of opening up your hand and releasing what God is asking you to release and allowing that to come not only to you, but to be used through you. And you're just you're a vessel for miracles to come through and for God's purpose and plans to come through. If you're needing solid coaching and consulting that is going to help you to elevate into creating that multi six and seven figure business, then I want you to go into the bio of this podcast and to book a strategy call with my team. This is only for serious people. So if you're not tracking there and you're not willing and ready to do the work, then look at some of our other resources on LaDondraHervey.com on the shop now, I believe, button, and you'll be able to see some DIY options that's available to you. But if you're ready and you're like, you know what, like I need somebody to partner with me right now in this season to lock arms so I can build that, not only that relationship wealth, but I can tap into my kingdom blueprint for business and break out of this conformity and really encounter God, his purpose, his plans, and really to get into intentional action and to really start to serve the kingdom how he has destined for me to, then let's talk and see how we may be able to partner together. I pray that this has been a blessing for you. Please take time, leave a review, 5-star review, and then let me know how this podcast has impacted you in the way that you're thinking and the way that you're showing up for the future. Did that episode feel juicy or what? If so, please do me a favor and take 30 seconds to write a review. Your review helps us to spread the mission of creating generational wealth around the world. And if you tag me on IG stories, I'll be sure to reshare the love. And don't forget to join our Kingdom Collaborators Network, where we're coming together to intentionally collaborate to grow our business. Until next time, remember, for with Christ, nothing is impossible.